Report, DCCC strategist repeatedly called police a terrorist group. By Catherine Hamilton on December 15, 2021. A Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, digital strategist repeatedly called police officers terrorists and tweeted in favor of abolishing the police, Fox News reported on Tuesday. Nyiria Boone, who has since apparently deleted her Twitter account, took to the internet in the summer of 2020 during the nationwide Black Lives Matter riots to express her disdain for law enforcement. Fox News and the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, were able to screenshot the controversial tweets before Boone deleted her account. "The police are a terrorist group," Boone tweeted in May of last year. "Y'all cannot convince me that police departments are not terrorist groups," she tweeted in June 2020. Boone went as far as saying FCK the police and called for police to be abolished several times. "Abolishing the police and defunding the police are popular ideas in the Black Lives Matter movement and with far-left politicians like squad members reps Ilhan Omar, DMN, Cori Bush, DMO, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. When I say this, I mean it in the most disrespectful way possible. FCK the police," she wrote. "No justice, no peace. Abolish the police," she tweeted. Boone even advocated for the burning down of police precincts on May 28, 2020, saying, "There's nothing to reform. I wanted to tweet about hashtag George Floyd's murder, but I've run out of words to say. There have been so many black people that have become hostages that I am speechless. Abolish the police. They were created to capture runaway slaves. There's nothing to reform. Burn the shit down," she wrote. Federal Election Commission data and Boone's Twitter biography confirmed that she is a DCCC employee, Fox News reported. The DCCC is chaired by Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, who has recently been reported to have allegedly violated House ethics rules by failing to report a series of stock trades he made after inheriting several thousands of dollars when his mother passed away. According to the NRCC, Boone is the latest anti-law enforcement hire for Sean Patrick Maloney's DCCC. In October, Fox News reported that the DCCC hired Christale Spain, the former senior advisor of the South Carolina Democrat Party, to be the senior advisor for black engagement. Similar to Boone, Spain praised the Black Lives Matter riots following the death of George Floyd by tweeting the definition of rebellion: an act of violent or open resistance to an established government or ruler. Hashtag justice for George, she wrote. The Daily Caller in March 2021 uncovered a now-deleted tweet from the DCCC's new chief technology officer calling on her followers to burn every cop precinct to the ground if she was ever killed by a police officer. "If the cops kill me, the only way to sully my legacy is to not be out in the streets. If the cops kill me, burn every cop precinct to the ground. If the cops kill me, shut down the highways and throw the tear gas back at them when they try you. GTFO with that sully shit," Erica Jo Baker tweeted on September 24, 2020. Fox News reported on additional tweets from Baker, who tweeted, "I hate the police." She also called them a modern-day slave patrol. The DCCC's new senior advisor for strategic outreach called police officers white supremacists after the January 6 Capitol protest and defended looting as a valid means of protesting, according to another report. "The answer to white supremacists storming the Capitol is not to give more money to a different group of white supremacists whose sick job it is to uphold white supremacy," Diwan Tatro tweeted before he joined the DCCC in February. According to Fox News, Tatro deleted the tweet after Fox's report. "I don't understand why you can't condemn violent police and acknowledge looting as a vital form of social protest. And how about you not use sterilized language when referring to state-sanctioned murder while maligning protests against the systemic racism that enables it," Tatro tweeted in August 2020. The DCCC did not respond to Fox News's request for comment by the time of publication.